Señor presidente, le vengo a avisar, no tengo papeles para trabajar. Señor presidente, le vengo a decir, yo vendo la fruta para sobrevivir. Me gusta la lima, me gusta el limón, pero no me gusta tanta corrupción.
Me gusta la lima, me gusta el limón, pero no me gusta tanta corrupción.
That was Señor Presidente by Las Cafeteras. You can check out the live video on Las Cafeteras YouTube channel. This is Dysfunctional Podcast, and I am Jesus Figueroa at dysfunctionaldysfunctional.com. And coming up, we have an interview with Hector Flores from Las Cafeteras. This interview originally aired on April 16th on Entertainment Mayhem.
Hey, ¿qué dice Jesús? ¿Cómo estás, man?
Yeah, things are going great. How are you doing?
We're good, man. I was just telling Loren we're on the road, and there is no up without the down. There is no good without the bad. Yeah. And there is no rain without the sun, you know?
Yeah, definitely. So.
And it's raining.
It's raining? Right now?
We're driving right now through Indiana.
Oh, okay. I got the pleasure of interviewing you in 2012 when It's Time came out.
OMG.
Yeah, so.
OMG.
It's been amazing seeing the growth in the band. And one of the things that we talked about was how the band changed gears and now was very focused on touring and on being a band more than it was being individuals. How do you feel that that has helped make this band better?
You know, like before, it was really about the Las Cafeteras was a project, was a sort of something we did after work, and it was about sharing music with each other and our communities in LA. You know, and really learning about traditional Afro-Mexican sound. And I think what we did was really embrace who we are as Chicano, Chicanas, as migrant kids, as like people who were born in the U.S. And we felt, you know, if we're going to do this, we got to be authentic. We got to be true to ourselves, and we got to put in work. Anything that we do, like, yeah, like if this is going to be something that we're going to commit to, then we got to put in work. Everybody's got to be in it to win it and to really build something that we're proud of. And so that's something that after we became much more focused, we became much more effective, we became much more authentic, and now we're doing the damn thing, you know?
Yeah, you guys are doing amazing. I mean, I keep on hearing tour after tour after tour for you guys, and it's great to see all that happening. How has the band kept up its energy with all this touring?
You know what? The thing is, we're a bunch of like energy balls, man. You know, like a lot of us were really super active before music, you know, as organizers and doing our own thing. So like this for us, this is it's an honor. It's a privilege to be traveling. We went to Hawaii. Who's not excited about going to Hawaii, man?
Definitely.
You know?
Yeah.
And so the more work we've been able to put in and the more focus, it's kind of like, it's hard work to like plant seeds and dig the dirt, you know, and really like get your knees dirty. And then, but then one day you're going to see the fruit of your labor. You see the plants grow, you see the trees growing, and then we get to like, you know, pluck the fruit, man, and we get to eat it. And that's how we feel, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I was also there when you guys premiered Luna Lover at the Vincent Price Art Museum in East LA.
Oh, yeah, man. That was beautiful.
That was a great night. And you guys were shocked at how packed it got. Do you still get shocked when you go out to shows and it's a filled room?
Most definitely. Man, we were in Burlington, Vermont on this tour. Mm-hmm. And we sold out. We sold out in Burlington, Vermont, man. Like, that's incredible. And it was like an amazing night. And you know, it's so I think like music has the ability to do what politics does not, has the ability to travel in ways that even bodies can't, you know. And we've been able to connect with different people, and that's been super beautiful, man. Super beautiful. And and that's something that I think that gives us a lot of energy to keep on moving. And then after our Vermont show, a bunch of people like, We got like over 8 emails from people individually just writing us about how much they really appreciated our music and our message. You know, like it wasn't just like, hey, thanks for coming. Like, people wrote us letters to our, you know, and emailed us. And I think for us, that's a testament to what we're trying to build. And again, a testament to, again, what we're being authentic to ourselves and the message we want to put out to the world. And ahí vamos, you know, and Chicago's next, and New York, and St. Louis, and Texas, you know.
You guys definitely have social issues in your songs and political issues, but music is always going to be unifying. And
yeah, man.
I think it's beautiful what you guys have done, even though you've lost one of your band members.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Do you guys still get the same reaction and the same impact with the people, even though you've lost one member?
You know, I think Las Capoeiras, like, this band is not Hector's band. It's not Denise's band or Leah's band. It's always been Las Capoeiras, you know? Mm-hmm. So for better or for worse, we've been a collective of people, and have never really focused on the individual. So as we move, still a collective, like a collective vision for putting positive music forward, you know? So even if one day I'm not part of the band, Las Capoeiras will still move forward in a beautiful way, because it's about a collective vision for what we want to put out, you know? And that's how it is, you know? And moving forward, we still get the same response because the collective still puts out the same amount of energy and love, you know? Whether, you know, even though we lost a member, it's all good, you know?
What really got me into Las Capoeiras was the fact that you guys have a unity within the band, and individually you guys are active in the community. Are you guys still as active even though you're out touring?
Yeah, I mean, I think being active is, you can be active in a lot of different ways. You know, I think active is not just about voting, or it's not just about going to a meeting. It's about taking a lot of different activities and being part of a lot of different conversations and movements. You can be active in your family. You can be active, like, in your work, or you could be active amongst your friends. So for us, I think really being vocal and using our platform as Capoeiras as a way to share about justice, share about love, you know, yeah, like, you know, and last week there was a trans youth, you know, who got intentionally run over at 2:30 in the morning, mm-hmm. in East LA. You know, and this young person goes to one of the high schools that we've been collaborating and playing music at and doing workshops at. And so, you know, one of the coordinators, you know, posted it on their Facebook about this trans youth. And so for us, you know, this happened in our backyard. Mm-hmm. So it's important for us to, and we feel like this is something that in our backyard, and the family needs help right now. The young person is in recovery, is in the hospital. And so there's a group fund me project. So right away, you know, we posted it on our Facebook and we put the word out. We tagged a lot of people that we also thought do similar work around trans justice and immigrant justice. And it's being shared and tagged, and people are fundraising. And I think, like, that's how we want to use our platform, mm-hmm. you know, because we're touring a lot and we're in a lot of different areas. But at the same time, you know, if there's things going on in our neighborhoods, we want people to know, positive and negative. And how we can support each other. I think that's the most important thing. Whether we're in LA or not, we can still get the word out about beautiful, positive things and negative things that we need to come around together for. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
Your latest live video on YouTube, Señor Presidente, talks a little. You know, you have that little part about Donald Trump, and I just want to know your opinion on the state of the presidential. You know, candidacy and the people who are running. Do you guys have anybody you're supporting, or?
You know, we've always been a band that from the very beginning, we're not for political candidates. We're for causes. Mm-hmm. You know, and so if you are for a just cause, then we'll walk with you. You know, and not because we're going to walk with you, but because you're walking with us.
Yeah.
You know, and. You know, the way we feel about Donald Trump is the way we feel about hemorrhoids. You know, it's painful, and if you don't treat it, it's just going to cause a lot of harm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
So that's how I feel about Donald Trump. You know, and that's kind of what it is.